Alexander Hamilton. 1. Before we even begin, a musical note. The piano riff that begins this show is actually inspired by a beat I made. I wanted the sound of a door slamming as the downbeat, and in my computer music program, I grabbed a sound file called Door Wood Squeak. The sound of the wood squeak was so compelling, I set it to notes, hence the opening riff. Okay. Let's keep going. Lights Up on Aaron Burr and Company. 2. This was originally written as a Burr monologue when Hamilton was still a concept album in my head. It wasn't until we realized we were writing a musical that we began to divvy up the monologue among the people who bore witness to Hamilton's life. This owes a debt to the prologue of Sweeney Todd. All our characters set the stage for our main man's entrance. Aaron Burr. How does a bastard, orphan, son of a whore, and a Scotsman, dropped in the middle of a forgotten spot in the Caribbean by Providence, impoverished in squalor, grow up to be a hero and a scholar? John Lawrence. The $10 founding father without a father. 3. It's up to the Treasury Department whether we get to keep this lyric or not. As of this printing, Hamilton's the dude on the $10 bill. Got a lot farther by working a lot harder, by being a lot smarter, by being a self-starter, by 14. They placed him in charge of a trading charter. Thomas Jefferson. And every day, while slaves were being slaughtered and carted away across the waves, he struggled and kept his guard up. 4. At the top of every musical, it's essential to establish the world. Hamilton's early life was marked by trauma and a first-hand view of the brutal practices of the slave trade. Inside, he was longing for something to be a part of. The brother was ready to beg, steal, borrow, or barter. James Madison. Then a hurricane came, and devastation reigned. Our man saw his future dripping down the drain, put a pencil to his temple, connected it to his brain, and he wrote his first refrain, a testament to his pain. 5. This is a beautiful letter. Look it up. My favorite phrase in it is that the scene was sufficient to strike astonishment into angels. Burr. Well, the word got around. They said, this kid is insane, man. Took up a collection just to send him to the mainland. Get your education, don't forget from whence you came, and the world's gonna know your name. What's your name, man? Alexander Hamilton. Alexander Hamilton. 6. From the very beginning, this was how I sang his name. It's an absurdly musical name. My name is Alexander Hamilton, and there's a million things I haven't done. But just you wait. Just you wait. Eliza Hamilton. When he was 10, his father split, full of it, debt ridden. 2 years later, see Alex and his mother bedridden, half dead, sitting in their own sick, the scent thick. Full company, except Hamilton, whispering. And Alex got better, but his mother went quick. George Washington. Moved in with a cousin, the cousin committed suicide. Left him with nothing but ruined pride, something new inside, a voice saying, you gotta fend for yourself. Oh, this is fun. Overlapping singing, this is gonna be fun to read. Company, Alex and Washington, you gotta fend for yourself. He started retreating and reading every treatise on the shelf. Burr. There would have been nothing left to do. 7. We double the temple here because Hamilton's found his way out. He's going to double down on his education and make himself undeniable. The image in my head is of Harry Potter finding out he's a wizard. Everything suddenly makes sense. For someone less astute, he would have been dead or destitute, without a cent or restitution, started working. Clerking for his late mother's landlord, trade in sugar cane and rum and all the things he can't afford. Scamming for every book he can get his hands on. Planning for the future. See him now as he stands on the bow of a ship headed for a new land. In New York, you can be a new man. In New York, you can be a new man. Just you wait. In New York, you can be a new man. Just you wait. In New York, you can be a new man. In New York, just you wait. Alexander Hamilton, we are waiting in the wings for you. You can never back down. You never learn to take your time. Oh, Alexander Hamilton, when America sings for you, will they know what you overcame? Will they know you rewrote the game? The world will never be the same. Oh, Burr. The ship is in the harbor now. See if you can spot them. Men, just you wait. Burr, another immigrant coming up from the bottom. His enemies destroyed his rep. America forgot him. Mulligan Lafayette, we fought with him. 9. Oh, crap, I missed 8. Where was 8? Oh, okay. Will they know you wrote the game? 8. Those who have seen my White House performance will note that these lyrics used to be, in our cowardice and our shame, we will try to destroy your name. Over the course of the show's development, we realized that the story would be told not only by his enemies, but by his friends and loved ones. Friend or foe, they're in awe of him. Okay, and now, Mulligan Lafayette. We fought with him. 9. Of course, the actors who play Mulligan and Lafayette fight with him as friends in Act 1 and fight with him as his enemies, Madison and Jefferson, in Act 2. It's also true of Lawrence Phillip, who dies for him in both acts. I was very proud of myself for the double meanings in this section, hence this note. Okay. Lawrence, me, I died for him. Washington, me, I trusted him. Eliza, Angelica, Mariah Reynolds, me, I loved him. Burr, and me, I'm the damn fool that shot him. Company. There's a million things I haven't done, but just you wait. Burr, what's your name, man? Company. Alexander Hamilton.